All right. Wonder Twin, 15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I began the show in a state of elation from pumpkin spice coffee, and now I must say I'm hangry. I had no meal. The coffee's worn off and has turned elation to anxiety, and now I'm in a state of hanger. What should I do?
What would you like me to do about that? Have you ever attempted to go to the vending machine today?
No, I hate the vending machine, and it never works. Somebody just gave me creams. That was weird. A man just walked in and handed me a can of cream style
corn.
Who
is this man?
Corn.
Is it children of the corn style corn?
I don't know. I ain't eating that. Let's do some football, shall we? What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Let's pick some games. Let's start afresh. Me against you, you against me. You ready? You keep the tally every week, okay?
I'll do it.
And it's against the spread, needless to say.
Yes.
This is what Ron and I used to do. I love Ron, and I miss him. Don't you?
I know you do dearly.
I really do. West Virginia, well, to start with college, West Virginia -2 against Kansas.
You want me to start?
Yes.
All right, I like West Virginia in this game to bounce back. A couple really tough losses, especially that Pitt loss. Really bad for West Virginia, and the Penn State game was a trouncing. WVU gets back on track.
West Virginia stinks. Kansas stinks worse. The only team Kansas has beaten is Lindenwood. And I don't mean Lindenwood Golf Course over in McMurray or wherever the Lindenwood Golf Course is. Although maybe I do, because maybe that's the only team Kansas can beat. They stink worse, so I'll take West Virginia to cover. Penn State -49 against Kent State. Oh, what has happened to Kent State since Jack Lambert and all the Steigerwalds went there? Limits?
That's a big number. It's a matchup, Joe, between the Bechtold family. My sister Alyssa goes to Kent State. My sister Olivia goes to Penn State.
Hi, Olivia.
Kent State lost by like 70 to Tennessee. They got rolled by Pitt. Penn State will roll Kent State, and the Golden Flashes will go back to Ohio with a loss.
Yeah, Kent State lost a 71-0 squeaker to Tennessee. They stink worse than West Virginia and Kansas combined, so I'll take Penn State to cover. Pitt -25 against Youngstown State. I wonder what the point spread was the year that Paul Chryst lost to Youngstown State. That's the worst. Is that the worst loss in Pitt history? Is it? I mean, I know there have been all kinds of torturous losses, all kinds of, bad losses, whatever.
The basketball team losing to Nichols was up there.
I'm talking football. Has there been a worse loss than losing to Youngstown State? No, nothing against them. Well, yes, something against them.
Yeah, I think there's been worse losses than Youngstown State.
Pick one.
They're at least
a
quality FCS program.
Pick one.
I'm trying to think of them because, I mean, there were a couple over the last 10 years that I'm trying to think of.
Zero chance
there's been
a worse loss than Youngstown State. Western Michigan, maybe?
No, they're a decent program.
Okay. Forget it. We don't have time. Who are you picking? I'm picking Pitt.
I'm taking Pitt.
We'll go Browns first. We'll go the AFC North first. Browns -6.5 against the Giants. I'm sorry.
I like the Browns. As much as I think the Giants might be able to cover the spread, they're terrible. And Cleveland at home will get the job done.
Both teams stink. Every team almost that we're picking has stunk so far. The Browns, they're not going to cover much this year, but they can against that outfit. Yeah, they're going to cover. I agree. Have we disagreed on anything?
Not yet, but...
Ravens -1 in Dallas. Who you got, big boy?
Here's where it changes.
I
think the Dallas Cowboys will send the Baltimore Ravens to 0-3. Look, I think this is a difference of where the game's played. If it's in Baltimore, bounce back at home after a frustrating, disappointing loss to the Raiders. But Dallas at home with Mike McCarthy on the hot seat, I think the Cowboys prevail.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 84 today with sunny skies. I'm craving a gyro. You like those?
Did we talk to Mr. Hester yet?
Yes, we said very kindly.
Thank you.
That was an overreaction.
Because I wasn't engaged.
I'm hangry.
I don't think you asked me.
Do you like gyros?
I do like gyros.
Do you get a craving for them once in a while?
Yeah, sometimes I do. Not as much as like pizza.
Yeah.
People are pointing out on the text line, this is the loss I was thinking of. The loss to Toledo.
Not even close. Are you kidding me?
Pitt was ranked.
I'm not talking the like what which loss was more damaging to their hopes in a certain season. I'm talking about the nature of the loss itself. I was at the Toledo game. They had an NFL quarterback in Bruce Gradkowski throwing to an NFL receiver in Lance Moore. That's not on the same planet as Paul Chris losing to Youngstown
State. Hey, don't disrespect those Penguins. Those Penguins of Youngstown State. You ever seen the Penguin mascot that Youngstown State has? Maybe my favorite mascot ever that I've ever seen in a game I've covered.
I don't care, but that could be because
I know you
I'm
don't,
hangry.
But you know.
I know.
I pointed
out
anyway.
What are we doing? Where am I? Ravens are going to win the game. Lamar Jackson and that offense find a way to get things done against a crappy Cowboys defense. That's the first one we disagree on. Bills minus -5 against the Jags at home in Buffalo Monday night.
I like Jacksonville not to win, but to cover. Five points is a lot here.
Yeah, it's too many. I'm not sure that Jacksonville's not going to be better than the Bills this season.
Man,
I take the Jags to cover.
I thought you were taking the Bills there. I thought you were going to take the Bills by a touchdown. I was trying to get you on one.
I know you did. What time are we done?
We got 2 minutes.
I'm hungry. Steelers, minus -1.5 against the Chargers. I'm going to take the Steelers in this one. Part of me thinks that Justin Herbert's going to be healthy and that little Jiminy Harbaugh is going to come out passing with the superior quarterback and surprise us all. But that's just a thought. I think the Steelers are the better team here. They're playing at home, and a still healthy and still energetic and fresh defense is going to pound this Chargers offense.
What's your final score prediction for that game?
I'm glad you asked. It's going to be 22-11.
Okay. Something just keeps telling me and keeps irking at me, if that's the correct word, the Chargers are going to find a way to win this game.
Yeah.
I think Justin Herbert in the running game is going to be enough. I think Herbert will play. I think he'll be effective enough. And I'm sticking with what I said at the beginning of the year. As much as I don't want to say it, I can't go against my gut. Chargers 24, Steelers 21.
MVP of the game for me, it's Minka. For you, it's?
J.K. Dobbins.
Quick over-unders. We have to do very quickly. Over-under, Justin Fields, 50.5 yards rushing. I say over.
I say under.
A lot of runs for Justin. Justin Herbert, over-under, 200.5 yards passing. I say under.
I say over.
Warren or Najee Harris has the better game.
Najee.
I say Warren this week. George Pickens over under 49.5 yards receiving.
Over.
Over. Who has the best game among all these good defensive players? Watt, Highsmith, Bosa, or Mac?
Watt.
I say Mac from the University of Buffalo. Have a wonderful weekend. I love you, Limits.
I love you too, Joe. Have a good weekend.